This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. 10 llamas who wish they were models. 15 journeys for your bucket list. The best bars in America, 2013. Those are just some of the topics found on any given day on the website BuzzFeed. I myself spent 5 minutes watching videos of sad cats and a narration of their supposed diaries.
Dear diary, my food dish is now only half full. It is obvious that I will soon starve to death. I have repeatedly tried to draw attention to my predicament with the authorities, but they are clearly either stupid, deaf, or just cruel. This may be my last entry.
And this is what's going to save CNN? If you haven't heard, CNN and BuzzFeed are joining forces for a YouTube channel in which BuzzFeed will use CNN video to mash up compilations that will, well, I'm not exactly sure what they will do. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project joins us to talk about BuzzFeed and CNN. Kelly, what will they do exactly, and more importantly, why?
So if this works, these video mashups will be passed around to millions and millions of people, and there will be advertising profits, as well as sponsored content, which BuzzFeed and CNN will then split. So it will drive audiences, particularly younger audiences, to BuzzFeed and CNN, and then those companies can make money off of those audiences.
Is it all about making money, or is CNN also trying to make itself a little bit hipper? It tries to do that a lot. I mean, those holograms on election night, it doesn't always work out.
Well, absolutely. CNN is clearly taking the risk on this one. BuzzFeed has a very young audience, and they don't have a lot to lose. The Wall Street Journal says that they're going to invest about $10 million over 2 years on this project. CNN has a reputation as a serious news organization, and they want to build their brand with the younger demographic. So when we think about CNN, we think about this organization that transformed the way journalists cover modern warfare during the first Gulf War. And in spite of some debacles recently, they're still considered a very reputable news organization.
The deeper question here, Kelly, is with our fascination for all this video and this aggregation, what is it saying about us? Let me put it this way. I used to get all warm and fuzzy watching my kids play in the yard. Now I get all warm and fuzzy on BuzzFeed watching strangers' kids playing with cats. Now we add CNN news footage to the mix. Are we cheapening the news and its impact on us emotionally? Are we disconnecting with real life?
I think what you're getting at, Craig, is something that a lot of us are experiencing. We're finding that it takes more and more intensity to get that same quick, cheap emotional reaction. We don't click on as many viral videos as we used to because there are diminishing returns. After all, when I see a compilation of 10 sweet children hugging baby animals, that's not a real experience that I'm having. It's not real happiness. And already, I notice that a lot of people are modifying their behavior. They're becoming less likely to click on that content because the emotional payoff just isn't there. And even if they are open to being manipulated in that way, they find that the experience just isn't rewarding for them. So because of that, I think long-term profit on social is a moving target at best.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project, are you now or have you ever watched a cute cat video on BuzzFeed?
I admit it, I've lost hours and hours to that information channel.